Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Nikki Haley, the lone challenger to former President Trump for the Republican presidential nomination, is about to suspend her campaign.
That's according to three people with direct knowledge of Haley's decision. The move by the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador will leave former President Donald Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Haley was Mr. Trump's first GOP challenger and the only woman in the race. Haley's candidacy was slow to attract support, but she ultimately outlasted other high-profile candidates, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Vice President Mike Pence.
And correspondent Jeremy House says the announcement from Haley expected in a couple of hours. Former President Trump and President Biden both won big on Super Tuesday, each losing just one of their races. Mr. Trump lost Vermont to Haley, while Baltimore-based investor Jason Palmer beat Biden in American Samoa. Former baseball all-star Republican Steve Garvey and Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff vying for the U.S. Senate seat that was held by the late Democrat Dianne Feinstein in California. Texas Congressman Colin Allred has won the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate, running against incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. Iran-backed rebels based in Yemen not backing down. A U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea has shot down drones as well as a missile launched by the Houthi rebels. U.S. Central Command says the rebels targeted the destroyer USS Kearney. No progress to report from the Gaza ceasefire talks that have been taking place this week in Cairo. Israel rejects Hamas demands for a permanent ceasefire. Israel has proposed a 40-day truce. Prime Minister Netanyahu calls the Hamas demands delusional. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 104 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks, hoping to get lucky, is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 stocks to buy and hold forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
Five. A high-ranking UN official has landed in Russia.
The UN Atomic Watchdogs Agency director has arrived in Russia for talks on nuclear safety in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is at risk. The International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly expressed alarm about the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant amid fears of a potential nuclear catastrophe. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi during his visit. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Top Chinese financial officials outlining details of the ruling Communist Party's plans for the year, saying a 5% target for economic growth is within reach after a strong start to the year. China's exports rose about 10% in the first 2 months of the year from a year earlier, while medium and long-term loans from banks are said to have jumped by more than 30%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she is not running for re-election in the fall.
Sinema is a Democrat, recently turned independent, and has often aided Republicans as she failed to strictly follow the Democrat Party line. It's that very independence that led to her decision not to run. In a video posted to social media, Sinema says, quote, "I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now." Her departure means Democrats no longer have to worry about a messy three-way race that could have divided the Democrat vote. Bob Agnew reports.
A New York City minimum wage law covering food delivery workers getting backlash from app companies like Uber, Grubhub, and DoorDash. They're cutting worker hours and are making it more difficult to tip. The pay law that went into effect in December mandates $18 an hour for delivery work, which had averaged around $14 an hour in the past. More on these stories at townhall.com.
is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the Multiplier Instant Games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the Multiplier Instant Games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio, your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and we apologize for the technical delay this morning, which our masterful engineer has fixed. So we're off with local news. Former President Donald Trump easily defeated former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the Tennessee Republican presidential primary on Tuesday, continuing his march towards securing the GOP nomination. Trump secured 77.3% of the vote to Haley's 19.5%. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who dropped out of the race back in January, won 1.4%. Meanwhile, incumbent President Joe Biden won the Democratic primary in the Volunteer State with no opponent on the ballot. Biden secured 92.1% of votes cast. The rest were cast as uncommitted. The Associated Press called the race shortly after polls closed at 7 p.m. Trump defeated Haley despite Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity Action and partner groups pouring more than $2.4 million into Tennessee in recent months, and hiring hundreds of part-time door-to-door canvassers backing Haley and attacking Trump and Biden. Multiple polls showed 40 to 60-point spreads between Trump and Haley supporters in the months leading up to Tuesday. 63% of Republican respondents to the Beacon Center poll in January said they would vote for Trump even if he is convicted of a crime. In response to Trump's victory, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee endorsed the former president for the first time this cycle. In Murray County, Trump received the majority of votes with 9,557 votes as the Republican nominee, while his main opponent Nikki Haley secured 1,387 votes. President Biden secured the Democrat seat at 982 Democrat votes. Among the local Murray County races, most were uncontested, including multiple seats on the Murray County School Board and Circuit Court Judge for District 22. The race for constable in District 7 included Republican candidates Patrick Ryan and Mark Schmittu, with Ryan coming out the narrow victor with 318 votes over 298 votes for Schmittu. Of the 71,853 registered Murray County voters, 6,806 were reported on Tuesday, with 2,201 turning out for early voting and 145 in absentee ballots, bringing in a total of 9,242 votes, or approximately 12.86% of voter turnout. While low numbers are to be expected, especially for a primary election, Murray County Administrator of Elections Chris McKinley said it was a smooth election that went well, mostly thanks to the number of volunteers, election officers, and staff. Tuesday's election was also the first time in a long time paper ballots were available to voters after being approved by the Murray County Commission in 2022. My feeling is that we crushed it. We were able to implement a new system and bring in a whole bunch of new officers with new training processes, and all 22 precincts rocked it, McKinley said. And that's both Democrats and Republicans. All of the poll workers, the party didn't matter, because we all wanted to run a good, solid election, and we did, he said. It was also McKinley's first Murray County election since becoming the county election administrator last year, and he has plenty to look forward to in the upcoming August primary and November general election. Given the results and process of what he calls his first rodeo, McKinley said he and his staff are primed and ready for what comes next. As my first election, when I see 12 to 13% turnout at a primary, I'll take it, McKinley said. I'm a believer in building a bench, and so we brought along more officers, more special judges than we needed. I'll never stop saying the praises of the people in this building, because anything good that comes out of the Election Commission, it's because of them. There's a greatness coming out of what they do, and there's definitely a lot more depth we want to create with our leadership team here, he said. Here's a quick run-through of the elections last night. For Circuit Court Judge District 22, Julie Heffington received 5,602 votes. Superintendent of Roads Ken McKee received 5,650 votes. School Board District 4 Daryl Martin, 398 votes. School Board District 6 Sue Stevenson got 766 votes. School Board District 8 Brendan Babcock got 486 votes. Constable for District 7 Patrick Ryan received the majority at 318 votes. Constable District 11 Aaron Easton, 723 votes. And in the Democratic primary for School Board District 8, Greg Hanners got 78 votes. Columbia Community College's Williamson campus celebrated its expanding landscape with the grand opening of its new Arts and Technology building. In February, community members, students, faculty, staff, and administration gathered at the Franklin campus for a ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house. The Arts and Technology Building is the first academic expansion since the original three buildings opened in 2016, creating opportunities for enrollment growth, new community partnerships, and additional course offerings. Dr. Darrell Lampley, Columbia's State Vice President of the Williamson Campus and External Services, described how the new building will help the Williamson Campus. I've often been asked, what's the justification for another building? Lampley said, and the answer is pretty simple. We ran out of space. All of you are familiar with the growth of Williamson County. Well, that's correlated with the growth of this campus. It's no secret that Columbia State is one of the primary choices for higher education for Williamson County graduates, he said. The approximately 39,000 square foot building features new classrooms, labs, and student engagement space for existing as well as new workforce-oriented programs that include information technology, networking, cyber defense, data analytics, art, and graphic design. Building features also include a student hub and a flexible instructional space with theater-style seating and a small stage. In addition, Columbia State has established a collaboration with Tennessee College of Applied Technology Dixon for digital graphic design and practical nursing to be taught at the Williamson campus starting in May. It also houses the Jackson IT Center and the Pamela Stevens and Tim Kalthoff an innovation lab, which includes an innovation maker space, arts lab, and an electronic gaming room. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to partner with Columbia State, Laura Travis, Tennessee College of Applied Technology Dixon president, said. We're excited for the future, we're excited for our students, and for the partnerships that they'll have to continue their education if they choose to with Columbia State, she said. Columbia State Foundation members and donors were also in attendance to tour and experience the new building. Bethany Lay, Columbia State Vice President of Advancement and Executive Director of the Columbia State Foundation, thanked them for their support of the project. If you are here, you are part of the success, Lay said. All of us here today, we are what puts community in our colleges, she said. Columbia State is a phenomenal institution, and it does rival any university, not just in Tennessee, but in this country, said Dr. Flora W. Tidings, Tennessee Board of Regents Chancellor. The quality of education that happens is number one. It cannot be replicated, she said. Yesterday, Dry Medic Restoration Services, located in Spring Hill, held their grand opening. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the ribbon cutting and spoke to the new restoration company's owner, Scott McMaster.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio, and this morning I'm in Spring Hill at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of Dry Medic Restoration Services, and I'm speaking with the owner, Scott McMaster. Congratulations, Scott. This is so exciting.
Thank you very much. We're super excited to be open here in Spring Hill and ready to serve the community.
Perfect. Well, I'm dying to hear about all the services you do provide. Tell us about it.
So we're a restoration company. We provide fire, water, smoke damage, storm damage services. We come when you need us most. Most of my clients are having their worst day when I show up, and we're really good at coming and taking care of people and making sure that day gets taken care of as quickly as possible.
Well, that's so thoughtful of you and also so convenient for your clients. Tell us about those clients. What type of individuals or businesses do you serve?
Well, if you own or rent or exist in any sort of building here in Middle Tennessee, you're probably going to see somebody like me someday. So we service residences, property managers, apartment buildings, restaurants, assisted living facilities, really anybody that occupies people, and mistakes happen and buildings break, and so we're there to help when that happens.
So anybody who owns a structure?
Really, yes. I mean, it's inevitable. At some point, buildings age like cars. You know, at some point, a 20-year building's going to have a pipe break or something. And we really want to just be top of mind because we feel we can provide top-notch service to anybody that needs help.
Well, on this rainy day, you may be having people call you fairly soon. Tell us your contact information, please. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
So our phone number is 615-660-3619. Our website is drymedicoffranklinrestorationservices.com. It's kind of long, but if you Google Dry Medic and you're in Middle Tennessee, you'll come up with us. We are in Spring Hill. We're out here off of Port Royal Road in the business complex behind Kroger's.
Okay, and that's great. And please repeat your number and website again.
615-660-3619. And our website is Dry Medic Services of Franklin.
And I noticed in doing a little research that you serve a variety of areas. Would folks in surrounding counties call you as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have about a 30-mile radius out of Spring Hill. So we'll go up to South Nashville. We service all of Williamson County. We go down to Columbia. We're in Antioch right now. So really, depending on what you need and if we can get to you quickly, we'll take care of you.
Those are super valuable services. I know y'all are going to do really well. Again, congratulations. This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
And now, your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mrs. Dottie Craig Morrow, 75, a resident of Kalioka and a retired bookkeeper for Porter Walker, passed away Sunday, March 3rd at her residence. Graveside services for Mrs. Morrow will be conducted on Thursday, March 7th at 11 a.m. at Wilkes Cemetery in Kalioka. James Robert Tucker, a lifelong farmer from Shady Grove, passed away on March 1st at the age of 76. There will be a celebration of life on Saturday, March 16th at 11 a.m. at Edgewood Baptist Church in Duck River, Tennessee. A gathering of friends and family will precede the service starting at 9 a.m. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why your satisfaction is so important to Jeff Hargrove and Susie Sowell.
There's a great deal of satisfaction in serving a family and serving them well. It's an eye for detail and thoughtfulness and taking the time to see that things are done right.
We do have nice facilities and good people, and we work hard to do things well, but we don't want that to intimidate people as to what they think it will cost. Taking care of you is our primary concern.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have showers early, followed by partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. The high will be around 65 degrees with winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. There's a 40% chance of rain today. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies with increasing clouds as the night goes on. The low will be 50 degrees with light and variable winds. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Bank with First Farmers, and you can bank with confidence. With personalized solutions, dedicated experts, and over a century of experience, First Farmers lets you feel secure and empowered in your financial choices. This is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and I would like to remind you that no matter your goals, First Farmers is here for you. Visit myfirstfarmers.com or call 1-800-882-8378 to switch to First Farmers today. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The pilot of a small plane that crashed near I-40 in Nashville told the air traffic controller his engine had shut down shortly beforehand. The crash killed all five people on board, officials said. The Federal Aviation Administration released a brief statement stating that it would be investigating the fatal crash with the National Transportation Safety Board, adding NTSB will be in charge of the investigation and will provide any updates. Kendra Loney, a spokesperson with Nashville Fire Department, said witnesses told authorities the plane imploded on impact. She described the crash as catastrophic. NTSB officials said three children and two adults were on board the small plane that crashed along Interstate 40 in West Nashville on Monday. They are Canadian citizens. Aaron McCarter, a National Transportation Safety Board aviation accident investigator, said. Authorities have still not yet identified the victims. Nashville International Airport spokesperson Stacy Nickens confirmed the aircraft with a tail number of CFBWH was set to arrive at John C. Toon Airport in Nashville around 7:43 p.m., according to its flight pattern. The C tail number means the plane is Canadian, and the registration information shows it was a 1978 Piper PA-32R, a 6- or 7-seat high-performance single-engine fixed-wing aircraft. The plane was registered in July of 2023 to AD Metro, a touchscreen company based in Ottawa, Canada. No further information was immediately available. The Piper left Milton, a town in Ontario, Canada, at 1:22 p.m. Eastern Time and landed in Erie, Pennsylvania, a little over an hour later, according to FlightAware. The plane then left Erie just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time en route to Mount Sterling, Kentucky, arriving there at 6:38. The flight departed Kentucky around 7:19 and was headed to Nashville, FlightAware's flight log shows. Metro Nashville Police spokesperson Don Aaron said the pilot reported engine failure shortly before he crashed. The control tower at John C. Toon Airport received a message from the aircraft saying it was experiencing engine and power failure and needed an emergency landing. The pilot told air traffic controller that he had a runway at John C. Toon Airport in sight before adding, "I'm too far away. I won't make it." When firefighters arrived at the crash, Loney said they were met with heavy flames but were able to extinguish the blaze and preserve evidence for the investigation. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Pilgrimage Music and Cultural Festival is back for a milestone year in 2024, and returning to the park at Harlandsdale Farm in Franklin, Tennessee for its 10th anniversary on September 28th and 29th. And now the countdown is on. Festival organizers are encouraging fans to sign up for alerts at pilgrimagefestival.com to be the first to know about the lineup, on sale information, and more. Headliners Zach Bryan and the Lumineers sold out in 2023 and 2024 and is shaping up to be the biggest year yet. The past 10 years of this unique festival have mixed some of music's biggest names ranging from country, rock, folk, pop, and more. Beck, Brandi Carlile, Cage the Elephant, Chris Stapleton, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Dave Matthews Band, Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, Jason Isbell, and more have been part of the wildly eclectic mix of headliners to grace the festival stages over the years. Pilgrimage Music and Cultural Festival is produced by Better Than Ezra frontman Kevin Griffin, W. Brant Wood, and Michael Whalen, with an undeniable decade of top-flight artistry and nationally recognized community spirit. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.